I'm very happy to have Miriam Davidovic on the line. She is from Falcon Rock Communications, and she is working on the Canatech Global Project, which is happening in Cape Town. Miriam, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
So, first of all, tell us a little bit, what is Canatech, and why is it happening in Cape Town?
Canatech is a global conference that brings together the top global innovators in the medical cannabis industry, including researchers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and a range of already successful enterprises globally, as well as potential investors and local stakeholders. So what my firm has been doing with them is to launch and facilitate a stakeholder engagement conversation to include local groups and indigenous farmers as well. And just a quick note, this conference is not about smoking dacha. This is a medical cannabis conference. And this year they're also including a conversation on commercial industrial hemp applications. So that'll be quite the journey.
So that's what I was going to ask, is that obviously people have this perception around it, around the smoking aspect, and we've had some legal, you know, legalization things in the constitutional court. But there is like a whole other side to this thing on the medical side, and as you say, on the hemp side, which is for, it's like a kind of a material that's used. So talk to us about some of the applications. What are the things that people are seeing that are coming up at this kind of conference that people hadn't heard of before?
So there'll be a world-renowned researcher there named Nurit Bernstein. She was Israel's first researcher to study whole plant cannabis, and she'll be exploring, you know, her journey and also, you know, some of the discoveries that she made with the Volcani Institute. And she's world-renowned. She travels constantly to present on, you know, the benefits of whole plant cannabis. So that's a bit of a different approach than, you know, looking at either just isolating CBD or just THC. So apart from researchers like her, there'll be speakers who will also address the building with hemp angle. Clara Norell is coming in from Sweden to discuss building with hemp. And what's great about her is that she's actually worked with South African representatives around potentially applying the technology to RDP houses. So there's definitely a lot of potential there for sustainable development and also to support innovative and eco-friendly housing solutions for the people who need it the most.
Well, Miriam, just to ask you, come in there, you know, there is that interesting angle. You're talking about RDP houses and the fact that actually a lot of the crops that are grown when it comes to cannabis are actually being produced by small scale farmers, people in rural areas. So it has an interesting job application and interesting farming application as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's important, though, to differentiate between, you know, industrial hemp and medical cannabis. Although it's essentially the same plant, there are different strains, and then, you know, some have a higher percentage of THC, some have next to no THC. So when we're talking about industrial hemp, we talk about the strains that have minimal THC, close to none. And that's, you know, entirely possible to license. Now, the one challenge there is, as much as, you know, local and indigenous farmers do already farm cannabis, the challenge here is that it's legal now to, you know, cultivate any form of cannabis for personal use, but not for commercial use. So the smallholder farmers are in this position where a lot of them can't afford the licensing process. And so we're trying to explore inclusive business models that would potentially involve the establishment of cooperatives and, you know, some form of, you know, license sharing structure where, you know, a group could come together as one single project and share a license application. So that's something that my firm is directly working on, and we're conversing with stakeholders, including the Cannabis Development Council of South Africa with relation to that. And what's been amazing about working with Canatech Global so far is that they're very, very receptive to the idea that, you know, local stakeholders really need to be included and also be the beneficiaries of any developments in the African cannabis industry. So I'm really, really proud to be working with them because of that.
We're talking about cannabis, hemp, Canatech on this Friday afternoon, morning, excuse me. If you have any questions for Miriam or indeed for Saul Kay, who is the CEO of Canatech, we're going to be talking to him in a few minutes as well. You can telegram us 061-895-1019, or you can SMS us on 34519 and ask any questions that you have. I was interested that you said the Vulcani Institute, Miriam. That's a very, very famous agricultural institute connected to the JNF, the Jewish National Fund, in Israel. And it shows you how far some of the science in this cultivation of the crop has come.
Yes, absolutely. And cannabis has been studied in Israel for over 30 years. And Israel is at the forefront when it comes to cannabis research and innovation. However, the challenge is the lack of availability for, you know, agricultural land related to cannabis projects, and also the fact that hemp is currently not legal to be produced or sold in Israel. And I'm definitely hoping that that changes soon. However, what's really great is that Canatech Global has been sharing Israeli innovation and technology across the entire world through Davos, Switzerland, Tokyo, Japan, London, Sydney, Tel Aviv. And it's really now become this inclusive global conversation that, you know, through sharing Israeli research and innovation, they're also sharing amazing stories from activists like Riley Mader, who is the world's youngest cannabis CEO at 13, running a company that helped get cannabis medicine to as many kids who need it as possible. So it really just essentially showcases what's going on in the world to, you know, kind of demystify cannabis and showcase the benefits around that. And Israel is definitely leading the charge when it comes to showcasing the medical and commercial benefits of cannabis.
Well, we're certainly going to be talking a little bit more about this on the show, because we have the CEO of Canatech Global and iCanna, which is the Israeli firm, who's going to be talking to us a little bit later. But thank you so much for giving us some insight, Miriam. And good luck with the work that you're doing on this issue.
Thank you so much. Also, I'd like to note that we do have rates available for local residents and stakeholders. So anyone listening to the show can feel free to reach out to us directly at Falcon Rock to discuss those conference ticket rates. And we hope to see as many representatives of the local Cape Town and South African farming community there.
Great. Well, if you want to do that, you can go check out Falcon Rock on Twitter probably engage in that way. Miriam, how else can people maybe get a hold of you? Email? Do you have an email?
Yes, media@falconrock.net.
There we go. media@falconrock.net. If you have an interest in cannabis, then definitely some people to speak to. Miriam Davidovic, thank you so much, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.